Researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder are working to make the moon habitable, and they are focused on one of the most difficult challenges to lunar living, dust.
The big problem for lunar dust is it's really sharp. It's like a broken glass.
That was Xu Wang, co-founder of the Laboratory for Atmospheric and Space Physics at CU Boulder. His team recently won NASA's 2023 Entrepreneurs Challenge for their idea for a lunar surface station. Along with researchers from the Colorado School of Mines, CU's lab created a concept for a type of cosmic gas station with charging ports and an electron beam to blast lunar dust.
So the idea is to build like something like a surface station, or we call gas station on the moon. You stop by a station, you can recharge your rovers, then also you can clean your rovers, like car wash. Right, so you pump your gas and you go wash your car.
During NASA's Apollo missions to the moon, astronauts encountered the sticky nature of lunar dust. It's a pervasive kind of material that stuck to spacesuits and rockets and virtually anything that neared the moon's surface.
Another reason is because it's charged on the moon. So the charging effect makes them easier to stick on surfaces.
As NASA considers longer-term missions to the moon, dust becomes an even bigger challenge. Wang's lab envisioned an electron beam that counters the staticky charge of lunar dust particles.
When the lander lands, it will kick up a lot of dust. So we imagine that a lot of dust will settle on the solar panels. So then we can use our electron beam to clean the dust on the solar panels.
Additionally, these dust particles are sharp. Without wind or water, the moon lacks the same erosion processes that grind down dust on Earth.
It's not like terrestrial dust. It's most likely rounded because of erosion. But on the moon, there's no erosion. So everything is just broken by either impact of micrometeoroids or thermal fragmentation. So everything just broke like shards, and very sharp. There's no wind, no water, and no future erosion. So they're really abrasive, very sharp. They can cut through the space of fabric. So that would be dangerous for astronauts.
The moon's dusty layer is instead the result of meteoroids and charged celestial particles hitting the moon's surface. Paul Hain, a planetary scientist at CU Boulder, said this means that this dusty layer holds a lot of history.
We see that this dusty layer seems to be recording this, billion-year process of impact bombardment and fragmentation of the lunar surface, where you're, breaking apart the crust and redistributing this kind of dust all over the lunar surface.
According to Hain, future research into dust mitigation could also be important to protect the health of astronauts.
Trying to keep the dust off of things is a challenge. And one of the reasons we want to keep dust off of things is that highly reactive, shards of glass kind of nature of the lunar dust means that it can be toxic. And so, breathing in this stuff is really not good for your lungs. And we don't really know the long-term health effects of exposure to lunar dust, but it's likely not good for human health. And that's, again, because of the damage it can cause due to the kind of, fragmented, irregular shapes of those particles and the way they react with surfaces they touch.
Wang's team has dedicated their whole lab to dust research and continues to revolutionize scientific thinking about dust. For Wang, dust is not just his career, it's his passion.
If you go back even further, how the star is formed, the star is formed by gas and dust, that's it.
Mm.
So everything is made of, dust. If I have a bias on what I'm saying I think that's probably, correct. So that's how the universe is formed from, those we call building blocks, tiny things, and
This was Anne-Marie Vanderveen from the CU Independent. Thank you.